The gospel passage, which the church in her wisdom has provided as an option for us and that we've selected today for this, the commemoration of the faithful departed, is a succinct statement of what we believe about the nature of Jesus and of the reality of eternal life. The last verse states in particular, "This is indeed the will of the Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day." Note that it is in the seeing of, through hearts and minds of the Lord, and through our belief in his nature and in his teachings, that we are promised eternal life. You see, this is God's unique plan for us. It was and is our Lord's mission to gather and draw all who believe to him. No one is excluded. No one is left empty-handed. Rather, each of us are assured of life here and in the hereafter. I know that there may be some who would want to comment on who may be excluded. Perhaps it is those people who hold religious beliefs different than our own, or those who seemingly, at least in our view, act in a contrary manner than our own. Let us be careful in such judgments. For the flip side of judgment is mercy, God's mercy. And while there is any manner of unsavory behavior, sin, it was once called, in our world today, judgment is left to God, which, frankly, we should find refreshing, for it frees each of us up to focus on our own walk with God. Theologically speaking, the faithful refers to all baptized Catholics. All souls, in a sense, is an expansion of the population of the faithful to include all of those in purgatory. Yes, the church has never abandoned its belief in purgatory, despite some rumors to the contrary. Indeed, we teach that the holy souls are those who are being purified and prepared for eternal life. They are being purged, thus the term purgatory, of all remaining imperfections. Now, I have no earthly idea how long this process occurs in our limited understanding of earthly counting. However, I am reasonably sure that however long the process is or what it consists of is a whole lot easier if we recognize that all need Christ, for he is the way and the truth and the life. Our friends and neighbors in Mexico and other Latin American countries celebrate the Day of the Dead on this day. It's a multi-day holiday which is highlighted by gatherings of families to pray for and to remember friends and family members who have died and to support them on their spiritual journey. When I was in Mexico on November 2nd, a number of years ago, I was struck by the joyfulness of the people on that day, the amazing colors of the artwork and displays offered, and the faithfulness of the folks in attending church. I will tell you that I was the tallest person in the parish. And yeah, there were some very cringe-worthy displays. It reminded me and others of our immortality. However, the Day of the Dead, unlike the high feast day of paganism, which we call Halloween, that macabre was not detached from a larger and more profound spiritual reality. You see, the end was not to frighten people. It was not to frighten people. It was not to stir the cauldron of evil influences. It was a time to offer a dedicated moment to remember all who have died. For as I've said many times before at funerals, it's only when we stop telling stories about our loved ones that they're truly gone. And yes, there is great, perhaps even transcendent value in recalling the wonder and the beauty and the humor and the mistakes of our departed brothers and sisters. In a very meaningful, real way, we do this at our special Mass tonight. Let us reignite the love which will always be in our hearts for those whom we mourn. And let us remember all the souls who have journeyed before us on the road to salvation.